The Dragonfly Pool by Eva Ibbotson. Read by Tracy Ann Oberman. Part 1. Balloons over London.
I don't think you ought to be crying at your age. People of 52 don't cry, said Aunt Hester sternly.
I'm not crying, said her sister May. Anyway, you blew your nose 3 times last night when you went to the bathroom.
But anyone can blow their nose, said Hester.
Not 3 times.
But then they stopped arguing and clung to each other because the news their brother had given them the night before was so awful.
The house is going to be like a tomb without her, said May.
The fine spring day in 1939 was pleasantly warm. The men digging trenches in the little park nearby had not removed their shirts, and a fresh breeze stirred the silver barrage balloons that floated over the houses. The government was trying them out to protect London against enemy aircraft if the war, which everyone was expecting, really came. It seemed unlikely that the war against Hitler could be prevented. The man could be heard raving on the wireless each day. But it was not the thought of war that was upsetting May and Hester now. If there had to be a war, they'd put up with it. This was different. The aunts had kept house for their younger brother since his wife had died, leaving him with a baby less than a week old. For 12 years now, that baby had been the centre of their world.
"We'd better do something about our faces," said Hester, looking in the mirror. "She mustn't see we're upset. She'll be home from school soon, and James wants to tell her himself."
But the only face powder they could find was some talc, which May used on her feet in hot weather. And when they'd covered their faces with it, they returned to the bathroom to wash it off. It wouldn't help Tally to stand up under the blow which awaited her, to be greeted by 2 white-faced clowns.